Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Lamed. We are in the last line of page Kuf Ayin. We're about to turn on to page 340. Simen Shin Lamed is Dina Yoledes B'Shabbos, the halachos of a woman giving birth on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yoledes hi kechola sheyesh bo sakana. A woman who is giving birth is considered a chola sheyesh bo sakana. U'mechalin aleho ha-Shabbos l'chol ma she'tzricha. And we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for anything that she needs. Korin lo chachama. We call for her a midwife. Mimakom lamakom, from place to place. Umialdinosa, we help her actually give birth. Umadlikin laner afilu hisuma, and we can light a candle for her even if she is blind. Umikomokom bechomashi yucholim lishanos mishanin. But whatever you can do with a shinui, with a change from the normal way, we do with a shinui. Kegon, for example, in tzrichim lohavi lakli, if they need to bring her a kli, meviola chaverta talui besara. So her friend brings it hanging in her hair, v'chein kol kayotze baza, and so to anything similar, whatever we have to do, if it can be done with a shinui, we do it with a shinui. So says the Mishabura Sakat and Aleph Mumachalin, Velochain min haroi liisha shegia lechodesh chi'i. Because of this, it is befitting for a woman who gets to her ninth month, Lahazmin b'chol erev Shabbos kol advarim hanitzrachim lo. She should prepare on erev Shabbos all the things that will be needed. Deshema yizdamin leidasa b'Shabbos, because maybe it will turn out that her birth will be on Shabbos. V'lo tetzdarech l'chal Shabbos, and because of her preparation, she will not have to be mechal Shabbos. Sifkat and Beis, we can get her a midwife, mimakom l'makom, v'afilu mechutz l'tchum, she can even come for her from outside the tchum. Sifkat and Gimel, we light for her a candle, imhu laila, if it is nighttime. The afal pisha chavroseha yodos lasos lo kol advarim nitzrachim lo, even though her friends are able to do all of her needs, even without the candle, afal pikein kim luhu lachachomim de lo miasra daita de yoledesh kesheshriya b'choshech. Still, the chachomim understood that a woman who's giving birth does not have yishev adas if she's sitting in the dark. And therefore, we can light a candle, even though the friends that are there say it's not necessary. V'kasu b'tosas yishanim shalhi yuma. The Tosas Yishanim writes at the end of Yuma, d'mishum hachi afilu eino omeres klum. Because of this, even if she says nothing, v'gama chachoma eino omeres klum, and also the midwife says nothing, nami madlikin, we still will light the candle, v'ayim abir alocha. Now, if you look at note number 4 over here, he explains, u'betama dover bir agonim nisim karelitz, שידוע לחכמים שכשהיולדת מפוחדת שמא לא יטפלו בה כראוי. Chazal understood that when a woman who's giving birth is afraid that they're not giving her proper care, yochol matzava habriusi lehisdarder ulagia lekdei sakana, so her health can go in a downward spiral till it gets to a sakana. V'hosev, and he adds on, shahatzorech b'yesuvei daita hu gam b'chol cholosh yesh b'sakana. This idea that we're saying over here by Yoledes, that she has to have yishev adas, that applies really to every cholosh yesh b'sakana. Ulafikach, and therefore, kedei shelo yifchar acholo yesh lasos avua dvarim sheyugrimu lo lachshov shemetaplim bo karoi. In order that the cholosh should not be afraid, you could do any things that will give them the proper yishev adas to realize they're getting the proper care. Gam im karach hadova b'chol Shabbos, even if it involves chol Shabbos. And then he goes on to discuss a yoledes that has to go to the hospital. For yoledes hanosas lebeis acholim, a woman in childbirth that has to go to the hospital, the Chazanish writes, sheyesh lezareis esbaila umalava acha sheyisa ima. You should encourage the husband or someone else to go with her. And Chaim Kinevsky writes, shim rotza yoledes sheilava osa, if the yoledes want that they should escort her, mutter lavor letzara kach al isurim daraisa nosafim. You're allowed to be over other additional isure daraisa for them to go, milvad hanasir lebeis acholim, besides the actual traveling to the hospital. V'kasa b'shalz n'shuvah shevet ha-levi, shemutr l'insoa imo k'dei shelo tivchad l'insoa levad, you're even allowed to go with her if she's just afraid to travel on her own, u'k'dei sheyucho l'tapel bo b'eis ha-tzorach, and in order that she should get the proper care. V'af imo meres ha-yoledes she'ein hi mefachedes, let's say you have a woman giving birth, says she's not afraid, she wants to go alone, But this Nikarel says, Shemikomokom Yeshlin Soa Imo, you should still go with her. Shema Titzarech Hayoledes as Ezra's Baila, because she might need something from her husband, therefore her husband should go with her, even if she says she doesn't need him. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe writes, Shemutr Lin Soa Imo Rakish Hayoledes Omeres Shemifachedes Lin Soa Levada. The husband can only go if she says that she is afraid to travel alone, because then it could be Sakanas Nefashos. But according to Rav Moshe, if she says don't come, then the husband would not be required to go along with her. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kadan Dalad, we said in the Mechaber we can light a candle for a woman in childbirth, even if she's a Suma, even if she's blind. So says the Mishabura Afa Pisha Bezelo Shaya Taima Hanal, even though this reason that we mentioned before, that it's going to give her Yishuv HaDa'as, is not really going to help, the Balav Hochi Shruya B'choshech, because even if there's a candle lit, she's still sitting in the darkness because she's blind. Still, she does actually get Yishuv HaDa'as from having a candle lit. The Ka'omra, because she says, Yitzrich Namidi, if I need something, Chazya Chavrosev Avdili, my friends will be able to see and they'll be able to do it for me. So whether someone can see or someone can't see, they do get Yishuv HaDa'as by having a candle lit. Even though the lighting of the candle bikur is not really for refuah purposes, we're still mechallel Shabbos for it. The kim luhu l'rabbanan, because the rabbanan understood the atuve daita the yoledes who milsa the mistakanta ba belav hachi. Because if a woman will not have yishuv hadas, it could be a sakana for her, and therefore, even though it's not directly related to the refuah, you are allowed to be mechallel Shabbos to light a candle for an isha. So she should have Yishuv HaDa'as. Then the Mechaber told us that whatever we are able to do with the Shinui, we should do with the Shinui. Sekatan Hei. Ve'afilu l'man da'omer b'simin Shinchav Ches Sif Yud Beis. Even according to the Shita that said earlier in Shinchav Ches, the God of Pikuach Nefesh lo baya Shinui, that when it comes to a regular case of Pikuach Nefesh, you do not need to do a Shinui. Hachashani, here is different and you should do a Shinui. Mipnei she'keiv hayoledes dover tivihu. Because the pain that a woman in childbirth has is a natural pain. Ve'ein achas me'elef me'somach masleida. And not one of 1,000 dies during childbirth. Lefikach echmiru baloshanos. Therefore, the Chazal were more machmir that, as opposed to a regular case of pikuach nefesh, where there are shitas that say you don't have to do a shinui, when it comes to being mechal Shabbos for your yoledes, if you can, you should do a shinui. But of course, this is all true. If there will be no delay to the chola, but if the ma'aseh can't be done with the same zrizas by doing a shinui than without a shinui, mitzvah lasos below shinui, then it's a mitzvah to do this melacha without a shinui. To be able to rush the matter as much as you can. Sifkatan vav goes on the example that she needs a kli, so her friend ties it to her hair as a shinui. Sifkatan vav lahavi la. She needs her friend to bring her some oil in a kli or something similar. Sifkatan Zayin, she brings it talui besara, shelo kedera chamotziyim, which is certainly not the way normally to carry. De'eno ki'im shlis ba'alma, and therefore it's downgraded to be only a derabanan. This is better than her soaking the oil in her hair, v'tavi etzla, and then bringing it closer, v'tischor es aser, and then squeezing out the hair. The hasam ika od isura deschita, because there it involves, besides the carrying of the oil in the hair, also an isur of squeezing out the hair. The afalpi de ein schita b'seir l'chiyuv, even though squeezing out the hair is not an isur daraisa, mikomokom bevaday aser mishum svush, certainly it is aser midrabonan. However, if it is enough for her, that which a friend can carry the oil in her hand, that would be the best eitzah, better than carrying it in the kli, or at least hanging the kli from the hair, and better than having the hair saturated with the oil. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Kusis Ovedas Kochavim Eimi Yaldin Osa B'Shabbos, if there is a Eino Yehudi, you cannot birth her, help her give birth on Shabbos. Afilu bedover she'ein bo chilul Shabbos, even if it does not involve chilul Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches. Va'afilu b'sachar, even if it's for payment, you can't do it. To b'chol miyaldin mishum eva, that during the week you can help her give birth because we're preventing hatred. Kemavur biyordeya simin kufnun dalad. Hacha aser, here on Shabbos it is forbidden mishum diyachol lehishtamed velomar, because the a Jew can get himself out of trouble by saying De'ein l'chal and Shabbos ki'im la'ahud minatar Shabsa, that we're not able to be mechal Shabbos except for one who guards the Shabbos, and therefore he has a way out of not being metapel with her on Shabbos. The cause of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, u'v'mokom de'ika l'meichash le'eva gam b'chiyah gavna, in a situation where there would be a concern of Eva, even in such a case, shari im ein bo chilul, it would be permissible if there is no chilul Shabbos, just to help or give birth. V'dai, you should know, the harofim bizmanenu, the doctors nowadays, afilu hayoser ksherim, even the more kosher doctors, einam nisharim bazaklal, they're not careful about this at all. The maisim b'chol Shabbos, we have stories every Shabbos, shenosim kama parsos l'rapos ovdei kochavim u'mazolos, that they're traveling a number of parsos in order to heal einam yehudim. The kosvim, and they write, the shochakim salamodim, and they grind up herbs, be'atzman, by themselves, the ein lohem amash yismuchu, they have nothing to rely on. The afilu im neima demutar l'chal Shabbos be'isad rabbanim mishum eva. Bein ho'ovde gilulim, even if you say it's mutter to in fact be mechal Shabbos on behalf of a goy, to do a derabanan after gam ze in a bar, even though this is not so posh at ayin primigodim, but ised araisa bevade also lukuyama, but to be over in ised araisa is usher according to everyone. Umachalle Shabbos gemurim heim bemezid Hashem yishmerenu. And these doctors who are being over the araisas for the einim yehudim, they are completely being mechal Shabbos bemezid Hashem should guard them. Now, if you look at note number 11, a very important point to Bizmanenu nowadays, Kishikorin Larofi Latapa Banachri, if a doctor is called to heal an Eino Yehudi, Kosov Bishal and Shuvas Yigas Moshe, Moshe Feinstein writes, Shemutr Lahatzilo, Gam Bimalacha Daraisa. Not like the Mishabura says in the olden days, nowadays, says Rav Moshe, you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos on a Daraisa to help the Eino Yehudi, Kavan Shalorak Eva Tigra Mikal Shalo Yatapabo, because not dealing with this situation would not only cause hatred, Elashayach Bekach Lovu Udeh Sakanas Nefashos, it could also easily come to Sakanas Nefashos, V'lo Tiskabil Ta'anoso, and they will not accept his taino, She'ein Mechalel in Shabbos El Shomer Shabbos. That's not going to hold water nowadays, that you're not Mechalel Shabbos for those who are not Shomer Shabbos, and therefore, even over the Oraisas, you would be allowed to do, to help a Goy on Shabbos. Continues the Mechaber, Vayter in Sif Gimel. Nikres Yoledes L'chal Aleha Shabbos. When exactly is a woman considered in childbirth that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for her? Mishateshav Al HaMashber. When is she is sitting on the birthing stool? O Mishah Shadam Shosis V'yored, all the time that Dam is dripping out of her. O Mishah Shechavroseh Nosos Osa Bizroseha She'ein Ba'koch L'haloch. Or she's so weak she's not able to walk, her friends have to carry her by her arms. Kevan Shenira Echad Me'elu. Once we see one of these three signs that we just mentioned, Mechalin Aleas HaShabbos, then we already can consider her a Yoledes, and we can be Mechal HaShabbos for her. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tes, Echad Me'elu, when you see one of these signs, you can be Mechal HaShabbos. V'davka v'in ha'dvarim asher efshar la'asosam b'li ichor v'ikuv. This that we wait for one of these signs that she's already deep into the birthing process, that's only lagabe things that we can do right away without any delay. Lahochi tzar lamtan, therefore you have to wait until she's considered a real yoledes. Ad shenira echon mishosha simonim ha'ilu, until you see one of these three signs. Aval inyan kriyas chachoma, mimokom rochok v'kadoma, but if it's in terms of calling a midwife or doing something that's going to take time, shenamtan ad Shi'urim ha'ila, that if you wait until these time frames comes to Achra Chachama level, then it's going to be too late for the midwife to come to help her give birth. So Alkein Mishosha Margeshes Ksas Afilu Bisafek Mutter Bikriyasa. Then once she starts feeling it coming on a little bit that she's going to be giving birth soon, even if it's only a suffix, she's already allowed to call, because otherwise it's going to be too late. Afilu Hiruchoko Shalosh Parsos, even if she is outside the Tchum, which is going to be three parsos, which according to some is daraisa, even that will be permissible. So when the mechaber gives the guidelines of when it's considered yoledes, that's only the gabi things that can be done at the last second. So you wait till that point and then you do it. But things that need to be prepared earlier, so then once she starts feeling come on, avada you can be mechal Shabbos to get those things in order. The example brought down is to get the midwife, to get the doctor, to go to the hospital, all those things with mutter. You do not have to wait for one of these three points. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Hashem with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.